With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. U.S. auto safety regulators are reviewing some Hyundai and Kia recalls related to brake safety units. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation is reviewing 16 Hyundai and Kia recalls conducted since 2016 that involve more than 6 million vehicles for potential anti-lock braking system module fires. The recalls all involve the anti-lock braking system modules, or hydraulic electronic control units, made by the equipment supplier Mando. Regulators want to determine if the recalls should have been done sooner. I'm Norman Hall.
The presidential and vice presidential debates have been announced for next year's general election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The nonpartisan, nonprofit Commission on Presidential Debates has released the sites and dates for 3 presidential debates and 1 vice presidential debate next fall. Texas State University will host the first presidential debate in September, followed by debates at Virginia State University and the University of Utah in October. Vice presidential candidates will face each other at Lafayette College in September. The commission says all debates will run for 90 minutes. Details about the format and moderators will be announced later. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Rosalynn Carter's tiny hometown of Plains, Georgia, is mourning the death of the former First Lady and global humanitarian. She died Sunday at 96. Lifelong residents and more recent transplants to Plains remembered Rosalynn Carter on Monday as an involved presence around town, despite all that she and former President Carter achieved elsewhere. She was instrumental in a Thanksgiving food drive for the needy and maintained deep roots in multiple church congregations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 203 points. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveils a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The roughly 300 Christian homeless shelters that make up CityGate Network are preparing to make Thanksgiving special for people who have no home to go to. Some are stepping outside of their four walls. The Ventura County Rescue Mission in California is hitting the streets with a goal of delivering 2,000 Thanksgiving meals. Denver Rescue Mission is distributing 3,000 Thanksgiving banquets in a box to families. This is SRN News. Toymakers are striving to expand their market beyond their traditional customer base.
They're tweaking original classic games or coming out with new ones that embrace senior citizens. The products are being marketed as a way for older folks to sharpen their brain skills while helping them connect with other family members and friends. And while some researchers welcome toymakers paying more attention to older consumers, like adding larger font sizes, they also warn customers of their products' limitations. For example, don't expect the games to boost cognitive skills. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Hawaii official says all 9 people aboard a U.S. Navy plane that overshot a runway have escaped injury. A U.S. Marine Corps spokesperson says the P-88 aircraft overshot the runway at a Marine base on Kaneho Bay. He did not have further information. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.